What's up, Liron here. Thank you for joining me in another episode of my daily podcast. And today is a double celebration. First, you may notice that the audio quality is a little better. So the reason for that is that I'm recording this using my laptop and using my good mic. It's an Audio Technica mic. It's a good quality and I record with it my weekly podcasts. So it's a bit of a hassle. I found out how I can do that, record on the Mac and then transfer to my phone, but it's a bit of a hassle. So what I think I'll do is, it's a hassle, by the way, because it's an iPhone, and you know how it is in their system. But in any case, what I think I'll do is just get a good mic for the phone, but a really an actual good one, and then I can record directly on the phone with maybe a lavalier mic or something like that. So in any case, that's the first reason for a celebration. And now the second one is that I finished the large painting, the large piece I was telling you about, and I actually came to a lot of insights with the help of that painting process. I learned a lot. I spent 3 days on it, on and off. So the first day I just drew it and did the initial wash. The second day I did the second wash, but I kind of allowed it to dry overnight and then continued. So I broke the work off into 3 days in which I worked on it maybe 2 hours a day. So it's not that long a time. But what I did learn is patience and how to really take my time with the painting and how to, if I'm not sure how to proceed, how to just allow myself to let it go for a while and come back tomorrow or in a couple of hours and only then continue. And I have to say that the result is much, much better than some of my other work. I think this may be one of my best paintings yet. It's hard to really do a rank because, you know, I did the portrait as a gift for my friend for his birthday. And that felt at the time like my best painting so far. But it's, again, it's hard to say best. I would say a couple of things. First, if I categorize it. So in terms of portraits, that was my best portrait so far. But this painting of a landscape from a city called Akko here in Israel, it's Acre in English. It's an ancient city, I believe it's mentioned in very old history of the area. In the Middle East, and it's a port city, and so this was from a visit to the old part of the city. It's actually the second or third scene from there that I paint. But in any case, this is, I think, the best landscape, or rather cityscape painting that I did. Definitely the my best painting so far that has water in it, like seascape. But I wouldn't say it's a seascape per se, because it has boats in it, it has the city, it's looking at the city from the dock, it's not looking at the ocean. And in terms of portrait, that portrait I did was the best one, probably. So in any case, just wanted to update you on that, and let me know what you think of the audio quality. I know audio quality is really important. I will have to find a more permanent solution, because transferring the files from here to there, it's just a headache. And if I could just get a more efficient way of doing that, I would gladly do so. I want to thank you so much for following, for listening. I really appreciate it. I get a lot of kind comments recently, and I'm just thrilled that I can do what I love and actually make it work for me. So thank you so much. And with that being said, I will see you in another episode tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.